We're rolling, we're good. All right, rolling. Man. Hey, man, Jeremiah, back again for another episode. What is it, episode 16?
Man.
Episode 16. Hey.
Here we are again.
Here we are again. You got Timbo in the building, a.k.a. Oh, yeah. Barbecue Poppy.
I got an iPhone.
And he got a...
after 15 to 20 years of Android user...
Yeah, he's an iPhone.
I have an iPhone 13 Pro Maximum Maximus Aurelius.
I don't know why. Shut up.
That's what I got. That's what I got.
What are we talking about?
Oh.
Yeah, man.
This
ain't
about my phone? This whole pod ain't about the phone?
No, the pod is not about your phone, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Make sure y'all follow all the social media at the bottom. Hey, we're also on Anchor now, which doesn't mean anything if you don't have Anchor, but... we'll still be on Apple and Spotify. Just use the link in the link tree and in the description, and it'll point you in the right direction. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right, man. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Pod.
This has been a long month, and a lot has happened in this month. So bear with us. So
it's a tough month.
It's really been a tough month. We're gonna start with our boy KS K Sams.
Rest in peace,
Tim's YouTube godfather.
Godfather
has gone to glory.
He
has passed away. We're gonna talk a little bit about like thoughts, you know, things like that. We're gonna keep it a little bit more safe. More positive. I guess neutral.
Balanced.
That's a great thing. Well, Tim, what's your thoughts, man? What are your thoughts? We don't know what happened, so you know, we do know what happened. He had cardiac arrest.
Yeah. Reports are all over the place.
I've been talking about it on Behind the Man Reacts.
They didn't even know what happened. Out. Yeah, Behind the Man Reacts. Yeah. Check that out for sure.
Yeah.
That's popping. So y'all need to check that out for sure. Jeremiah's been killing it. You've been killing it, big dog. So we're going to keep that content rolling. But Kevin Samuels? Bruh.
Yeah.
That shit's insane.
It is. It's nuts.
It really is, bruh. Because honestly, who would have thunk it?
Y'all thought that man was going to live
forever. I thought he was going to outlive me. He the godfather. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
He's the godfather.
But honestly, like, the fact that they didn't know what happened for the first 24 hours, some people were like, oh, he's dead, and some people were like, but they didn't know. They didn't put shit out for, like, a day.
Yeah.
And then finally we found out what happened, and still, it's questionable.
Everything's questionable.
Random chick.
Yeah.
Random place.
Yep.
Random cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
My conspiracy is
going through the room. This is a conspiracy magnet over here next to me.
It's crazy, bro, because honestly, it's like, if you look at him, people are like, you look at him, he looks in bad health. Not really. Honestly, to me, I don't think he looked in bad health, bro. I think he looked okay.
I also don't think you can tell from a suit.
Gauge? Yeah, you can't really gauge.
Yeah, you can't gauge when you're in light.
But he didn't look like he was working so much.
Yeah, he was working a lot.
And it's like, he seemed healthy. Like, he seemed active. Yeah. He preached being active. He was a thin dude.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't see. And he was still young. He's like in his 50s. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
he's official. Like, they kept playing with his age, too, so which lets me know a lot, too.
57,
like,
56, 57,
yeah,
56.
I think it was, like, 52, 53, either one of those two. Yeah, no. I think that's the official age because, like, I've seen, like, reports that actually has the year of his birthday and all that stuff, and it lines up. He's, like, 53.
Wow.
So he just turned 53, I think, in March, if I'm not mistaken. So this comes from a guy who's had to do, like, deep actual, like, looking up shit because niggas is lying on the internet. So, So I want to take time out to talk about a little bit of like his impact. And so, what do you feel? How do you feel his impact is on like
the world or the man?
Just the YouTube space. Anything like that. Do you think that it...
He made a big impact, especially in the manosphere world. Of course, he was our literal the godfather.
That's
what we want to call him because like. To that manosphere, that was their leader, bruh. You know what I'm saying? And that's just insane to think about. But at the same time, like he had so many followers, he had so many viewers, so many subscriptions.
Yeah,
he was just gonna get more popular, honestly. And he'd been working forever, especially when you're doing content.
I try to stay like you know non-biased and. I try to stay, like, you know, even and, like you said, balanced and stuff on it. Like, I can see both sides because I know you've seen, like, the crazy comments that, you know, you've seen some of the good people talk about them. But you've seen some of the crazy comments as well. Vivica Fox, you know, talking about karma. I don't know if you've seen Kev on stage. His wasn't that bad. But he was just talking about, you know what I mean, like him dying within that the apartment. He was like, you know, for a guy that you preached all this money, you died in a, you know, rented apartment that supposedly wasn't in your name.
Yeah.
You know, so like you said, just a whole bunch of speculations on him. So
yeah, bro. Yeah. And people were just talking bad about Kingston. Yeah, bro. Like you would have thought he was Hitler. Or you would have thought he was a murderer.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
The way they talk about him? See, he's a human. So like we shouldn't ever talk about any other human being in that fashion when they pass away. Like you have to have some sort of like respect for people. For humanity, that's like now it's like we're showing our ass. But like when you get on the Twitter space and you're getting an anonymous, like to be like
an, man, they said his anonymous average at best, dog.
What do you mean?
That's what they said. They average said that's they said his funeral was. You know his slogan was average at best.
Oh,
so you know they were like his funeral was average at best. You know they that's were they going crazy on it.
That's
bro.
Messed up.
Yeah,
but like. On the other hand,
yeah,
you dished it out.
You dished
so
it
like,
out.
But like, honestly, where were these people at when he was alive?
Yeah,
like Vivica, I didn't hear you till he was dead.
I think they did a show together. I think he,
Vivica.
I think he has like a clip with her.
Really?
I think I'll show you after the show. But I think he like, I think they talked to each other.
So
like
they even talked to each other, and now she's talking bad about him.
Yeah, I think so. I think they've had like a conversation, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think. I've seen like a clip of them, and here's the thing: I don't do that. Like not with the dead. Like we can.
Yeah.
I think, but I also will say this: you know, there's a difference between speaking ill of the dead and having your opinions. So, is it
what you got?
The video? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they have a video. Okay, so yeah, they do. They have a video together. Yeah, they have together.
They do.
So
okay.
Yeah, and he's talking, and you know, she said that it was his. Yeah, she said that. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
She said that you know it was karma and stuff like that. And I can't. You can't speak on karma sometimes, bro. Yeah. Because like you know, maybe it was his time to go, but. You know, do we call that karma? Now, I'm going to agree on one thing with you. I don't think that he's Hitler. I don't think he's worse than a lot of these things. I think that people used
YouTuber, bro.
Yeah, he was a YouTuber. That's YouTuber. As far as, like, people... Yeah, he was just a simple YouTuber. And I think that's what makes, like, me and you perfect because we live in reality where... And, like, I hate to say that. I sit there on the video. I was like, you know, I have my father in my life. So that also changes a lot of my perceptions of what he said. Like, yeah. He could be retarded sometimes, but...
We always looked at it from a comedic perspective.
Yeah, it was more of like, yeah, that's just funny as fuck.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Like, yeah, tell a girl she had the A-gap like a motherfucker. That's just funny as fuck.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
a
sorry.
Joke.
I'm sorry, ladies. That shit is funny.
Like, if you go to a comedy show and they're up there talking shit about women, I mean, it's part of the comedy show, bro. It's like, you know, so that was his platform.
Hey, that was his platform. But, you know, I will say that, like, you know, there's also that other side of people that were like, putting him up there with Malcolm X and stuff like that. What the fuck?
Besides the Malcolm
about?
X fade, yeah, that's all Malcolm X had.
Yeah, that's all the Malcolm X he had, big dog. I mean, Martin Luther King. Come on, we got to be realistic, man. He was a YouTuber. I'm not gonna lie, man. It was impressive to see the run that he had. Like,
good run.
Like I said, you know what I mean. It is what it is. Like you can hate him or like him, but you know what I mean. Me, I'm just impressed on the run.
Yeah.
But you know, the one thing I do want to talk about, and it's gonna be a running theme on this episode, is impact. And when a social influencer of his magnitude dies, that's all that's left is his impact. And so, there's gonna be positive and negative impacts, right? Like. There's going to be the people who over-exaggerated his content to the point where they feel like they have talking points that go beyond the internet. And then you have, you know, people that probably got something from it. And then, you know, you have those people that like, hey, like you say, you dished out that type of content. What did you think was going to happen when this guy passed away? Mm-hmm. You can't be that oblivious. Like, you know what I mean? And it speaks the truth to a lot of like society. Like, you know, we pick and pull what we pull from someone's content and then we apply it to our lives or we apply it to, you know, our surroundings and things like that. I do agree with some of the media where he empowered some men to where it can be a little dangerous because a lot of dudes are going to be going out there trying to preach high value man. And how does that apply? How is that applicable to your life? And it's like, okay, Is it driving you up to give you a better job or something like that to be a better man? Or are you just going to use that talking point and you're still going to be a shitty man and you're still not going to get the girl because she sees your bullshit?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's also how you apply the actual knowledge that you got from him. I can't tell you his impact on your life. That's you. If he impacted you, great. I can't take that from you, big dog. But what I can say is, you know, moving forward, how did that really impact you? And you're going to see it on your own life. You're going to be like, man, was I just like enraged and mad at women all day? Or did I actually get something that's applicable to my life that I can move forward? I got KSAM fans in my comments and they say, hey, I have a better situation, men and women actually. And you know, he had
some people he really helped.
Yeah. I can believe that. Yeah. I can absolutely believe that. You know what I mean? But I can see how that can be a little dangerous, because a lot of these men are saying, this is what we want to say to women. You mean to tell me you want to tell women that they big as hell and they're big Shirley's and they, you know what I mean? Maybe they do need to work out or whatever the case may be, but
who does?
I just think that too. But I just think that there are healthier conversations that can come about that and stuff like that, instead of making women feel like they're undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. Like we can't get to that point in society where, because at that point you're competing with what you perceive as feminism. Like you're competing with that. You think that's negative. I don't want to compete with the negative. I want to compete with something that's going to make a change, an actual change in men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, there were some times where he went up there and he probably said something that needed to be corrected with women. But because of his tone and his delivery, it got lost because he couldn't control his mouth. Or he was like, okay, let me take this moment to kind of punch her in her mouth. And that, to me, is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the part that can be seen as terrible. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is, man. So if you took it great from Kevin Samuels, man, I can't hold you. Go ahead. Do your thing. But I hope you apply it to your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man or women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you know, hey, it'll show itself 5 years down the road. That's the way I see it.
Do you think he would have the same just clout if he carried the same message, his overall message, without talking bad about women?
Yes.
He would have the same clout that he has right now.
Do I think he would have the same? Oh, you're talking about the same. Excuse me. I misheard that. No.
Like if he had, would you know?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
Absolutely not. I mean, you watch his rock. Yeah, go ahead. Say what you're saying.
Oh, I was gonna say people like to see the fuck shit. So, pretty sure, like, if he would have carried the same message about how we need to better ourselves as men and women or whatever,
yep.
But without the talking shit about the women, would he have the same be like millions of subscribers?
It was crazy because, like, you know, me you were talking about that earlier. He started his journey like, you know, being a cologne and you know, lifestyle. Type of guy, suits and stuff like that. You know, little things that your dad should have taught you, things like that. So he started off doing that. Then he moved over to male content. No men were watching the male content. Not like that. Even that shit where he was like, you got a big dick?
Yeah.
Like, people weren't really into that content. It's funny as fuck to look at.
Funny, yeah.
But, you know, once you have more eyes on it. But men were not paying attention to that. It was only until he started talking shit about women and stuff like that. And that also says a lot about society as well, too. Like, we love saying that, you know, women own the world and stuff like that. But as soon as we start ragging on them, now it's ours. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I even see that in the content that I make, where, like, we, like, you focus on, like you said, you focus on the fuckery, views go up.
For sure.
But if it's a lesson to be learned from it, no one cares. No one gives a shit. No one's sharing that. No one's sharing that, you know, content.
And that's honestly, that just goes to show that's the world we're in
Bro. That's the world that we're in.
We're in a TikTok world. We want it in 15 seconds and we want it to be fuck shit.
And we want it to be bullshit dances to 90 song. Okay, it, yeah, that's it. That's all we want.
My money don't jiggle.
It falls. Yeah. That's it. Everybody, you get a million views if you do that dance. Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to me. So. You know, that's rest in peace. Yeah, man, rest in peace to him, man. I do hope he rests. I mean, I know that they're waiting on autopsy and everything like that. It is what it is, man. Like, you know, you take from what you take from it. You feel me?
Facts.
That's the way I see it. Now, we're going to move on to something.
R.I.P. Godfather. We'll always remember KSAM.
We'll always remember KSAM. I think we're going to forget him in like a year. That's my.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
We will. We will. We are. Like I said, TikTok, 15 seconds.
Yeah, bro. So I believe that his 15 seconds are up, but.
That's it.
You know, some people try to keep his message alive.
Mm-hmm. O'Shea Dujax.
Weirdo. We're gonna talk about the Texas shooting. We're gonna try to be a little bit more straightforward with this one, but yeah, man. So rest in peace to those. I think what was it, 19?
It's like 19 children.
19 children and one adult, I believe.
Like two. 21 people. Yeah.
Okay, 21 people. Yeah. So rest in peace. That, you know, that was crazy. That whole debacle was crazy. And we don't even get, I put this in the realm of political, because this is when we talk about gun laws and mm-hmm. all that stuff. You know, we don't really like to do that, but, mm-hmm. you know, this is more of a serious thing.
Yeah.
But also I want to talk about South Cali as well. A lot of people, that didn't get a lot of coverage either. There was a group of Taiwanese, I believe, at a Presbyterian church that also, like, either that day or the day after that also got killed as well. So rest in peace to them as well. Within that time, that's crazy too, because like so many shootings are happening, it's like,
yeah, bro,
you can't even keep up with them.
You can't. And I was looking at the stats, like for the school shootings,
yeah.
288 school shootings in the United States. The next one, Mexico, eight. And then like UK hasn't had any sort of school shooting or mass shooting in 27 30 years. And we're living every fucking week. We got Walmarts in El Paso.
Yeah,
we got in Buffalo, in New York, people going into stores. We got people just, it's crazy right now, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
This story, the Uvalde story, is crazy. I'm from San Antonio, so that's like 45 minutes from San Antonio. So that it hits home. It's close.
It literally hits home. Yeah.
Literally. But like the fact that like, we saw all the reports and the latest one about the police.
Yeah.
That's
so if
tough.
You guys have seen that, so, man, the police were there. They were there for like 40 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also reports that some of those police officers got to go in and get their kids.
Mm.
And they started tasing the parents. And when the parents started trying to go in and grab their kids and stuff. So, you know, I also seen that story, that clip where the officer was like, well, teacher left the door propped open and stuff and to go grab something out of her classroom or something like that. And I'm like, bro, are you claiming that is more of a risk than, you know, you chasing down a guy, he crashed the car, sees a school, goes towards that school and starts blasting. You're there for 40 minutes. You don't intervene at all.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
That is insane.
That's insane.
You're just chilling, smoking a cigarette.
Chilling, and he's in there.
Letting off
on children. So, and I hate, like I said, I hate getting political. So, but has to be a topic. So, but
gun laws.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so.
Segue into gun laws.
So solution. What's the solution?
Bro, there is none. I'm just playing. So, like, I seen Joe Biden, something today is like he's gonna try to ban like AKs, like automatic weapons, like rifles and stuff like that. But we're not there yet.
Yeah, of course.
But like,
that's gonna get a lot of.
That's
pushback.
Exactly, yeah. Bro.
Especially from Texas.
Ugh.
Especially from Texas.
They got it on.
Keep it on their lap, bro.
But like, honestly, I think that regardless of what happened, I don't think that we should take away all the guns
mm-hmm.
from anyone.
Yep.
I do think that, like we talked about, there needs to be strict background checks.
Mm.
Try to like gauge as much as we can.
Yeah.
But the background check wasn't for the kid. The kid got a hand, like he got that gun from his grandparent or whoever's. That wasn't his gun. So we can't, you know, it's like, what are we gonna do about that?
Yeah, he shot his grandmother.
Killed his grandma.
That was
what started off.
Yeah, all this. Yeah, exactly. So
and that's crazy too. So he killed his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
He gets mad. He suits up, gets in the car, crashes the car
mm-hmm.
in front of a school. Sees the school and like, you know what?
Yeah. With the police chasing him.
The police is chasing him.
He's
already on his ass.
Yeah.
He goes into the school and lets off.
Yeah.
Bro, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't.
It makes no sense.
Makes
like,
none.
It just doesn't
Zero
make sense.
Zilch. He ends up blaming it on bullying or being poor. He was bullied before he was poor. Somebody was so funny. They were like, man, $2,000 for an RE-15 and you're broke? Like, you couldn't pay for it, you know. So there's a lot of, like I said, man, I think like when you're in those situations, dog, I don't know what to tell you about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what the solution is because we're not doing a damn thing. Like, we're not doing a damn thing. So
really doing anything.
Before we even get to laws, I don't even think that we're, I don't even think that we're talking to teachers and we're getting into the really education. Like, why are these kids doing this? Like, what is happening to where we can, like, implement or go into homes and things like that so that we can, you know, start it there. You got to start there before you really start implementing laws. I can't say all the time that even that will help out, because let's say that you yourself are a sane man and you pass all those background checks, but you got bullshit going on at home. That's the problem, too. Not all mental illness is documented.
Right.
Not all mental situations that they go on from day to day, month to month. You can't gauge somebody's mental stability throughout a year because it changes. Fluctuates. That kid probably was good a week ago. He probably would never do nothing like this a week ago. And something within this week snapped. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just how our mentality as humans work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, can you really say, hey, all right, if we do this background check, everybody should be safe? No, you can't. You cannot. Now, I think it would help a lot. I think it would funnel out, like, you know, like people who have maybe felons or psychological background, like they've been to a psych ward or they've been to certain things like that. It might be able to help in that sense. But what about the people who are, like I said, like some of these things, they just happen.
Yeah.
It just pops up.
You know what I mean?
Or the stuff that's not documented. So now you got to make sure that these schools are documenting these mental health problems with these kids, because that kid, the kid that did this shooting, he was arrested. He was arrested because he said he was going to kill in 2022. He said that. And nothing was done. No document. And we need to make sure we do mental evaluations on that kid every single year to make sure that he's good. We need social workers to go by that home, document stuff. We're not doing that. And, of course, that stuff takes money. It takes time. It takes energy. Mm-hmm. We're not doing a damn thing. Mm-hmm. So before we even get to how do we stop these shootings and stuff like that, like, we got to actually sit back and go, all right, bro, we got to start peering into these homes.
I'm sorry. Exactly, bro.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. But in the same token, if we can't take all the guns, we have to have better defenses.
Yep.
We have, like I was telling you, we have to have more, like, security. Why are people running on stages?
Yeah.
At Dave Chappelle, security needs to be more heavily enforced. At schools, we need, like, just like two cops, one in the front of the school, one in the back of the school, to have a presence at the school. Mm-hmm. Have a cop car in the front of the, like, to give, like, the mindset of someone, like, it might change it. It could not. They'd be like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, it's absolutely going to change it. I mean, he crashes a car, he sees a police car right there in front. He's not going in there.
Deterrent.
Yeah, he's going to turn around. Even because there's even a thought of, like, okay, what if the cop is in the car? He just see me crash. He's going to get out his car. Yeah. And then
it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. So
defense.
No.
We just need to.
I think that there needs to be, again, that also requires, like, putting more money into, like, the educational system where you are.
That's the city. That should be
City. Yeah, exactly. So,
that should be on the city, bro. Yeah. Every city should have, like, at this point, the schools are not, we see schools, you drive around all day. It looks like a prison, but ain't no police in sight. Yeah, you can walk on it. We deliver to schools all day.
All day. Walk right into the administration office, call it. And then, you know, we're looking around, all the kids looking around, all the adults, I hate to say that too, and this is not to talk shit about California, but I walked into a school today delivering, and it was like, damn, all the adults are right here. It's over for these kids if I get in this school. Mm-hmm. It's over. It's done. They're dead. No one's here to defend these kids. They're here for their lives.
Right.
Where's the cop that's, like, sitting near the administration office and stuff like that? And I get that, like, you know, California's a little bit more open, so maybe, like, I'm tripping. But I just, like, I do agree with that. Like, there is no body to make sure that I'm not coming there to pop nobody.
Yeah. You have hundreds of kids in the school. Like, you have hundreds of young kids in school.
Yeah.
So it's like, at this point in time, when there's 288, like, mass shootings, and probably should start thinking about having a little bit more defenses. Yeah. Like just some
resource officers. Yeah, some resource officers.
Even if it's security with a strap. Yep. High level securities. Mm-hmm. Securitas are the ones who got straps.
Yep.
Anything at this point. Yeah. But like, cause I don't know how far the gun laws are. We don't really know how long it's going to take for them to get. They're probably never going to get rid of guns. This is America.
Yeah.
The fact, like, if it might not even be in our lifetime to see that, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think it will be.
I don't know. All I can say is we need just better defenses.
That's one thing Americans are proud of is them guns.
We love our guns.
We love them.
We love them.
Yeah.
Bro, the cops in the UK don't even have guns. They don't. They walk around with the sticks, right?
Yeah.
With the sticks. With the big sticks.
With the big sticks.
Not talking about the dicks. I'm talking about the sticks. Nice dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, bro, if they can do it and they have, what, 30 years without mass shooting?
Yeah.
What is that telling you, bro? That's telling. And like, and here's the thing. Here's another, like, layer.
Okay.
If we're going to go, like, so I agree with if Joe Biden's really going to go through it, let's not have for sale. You can't buy automatic weapons because automatic weapons are used for nothing but killing. Nothing but killing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I have a pistol, I got a 9, I got a whatever. Okay, that's 16 rounds, 14, 12 rounds. All right, that's better than 150.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's better than 150.
Yeah,
there should be no reason for a farmer in Georgia to have an AR-15. Okay, if you want to protect your land, carry a pistol. A pistol is good. Pistol is a good defense.
And I think, like, and I think I know where that comes from, too. America has this paranoia of, and rightfully so, because, like, our government is not, like, exactly peachy, and there's a history there. But, like, we look at it, and it's like, yo, we want to be able to fight back. But I also say, like, okay, fight back against, what?
Yeah. What are we fighting?
What, like, fight back against? And that's why I ask people. I said, fight back against what?
The only people really fighting are the ones in the streets, like the gang members and shit.
Because at the end of the day, too, it's like me, I walk around, I'm not fighting the government, bro. Like, there's no, it's like, yeah, they want to, you know, put a totalitarian government out there or whatever. And it's like, bro, but there's literally countries that, like, they have not gone that far as authoritarian and all that stuff. We'll be China. There's literally countries that are not China. Like that's what people got to understand. Like there's China, and then there's other, like there's like 100 countries that like don't have any laws compared to China.
True.
So, you know, China is like the end of the spectrum and we're the other end. Mm-hmm. So there should be a balance in between that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I get it. I get the paranoia, but I think that is also like crazy to think that like our government's gonna just chain us all the fuck up. Like I don't think that's ever gonna happen. But hey, man, listen. How do you feel about giving teachers guns?
Oh man, I don't think we need that if we got two cops outside of school. I don't think we need every teacher to have a pistol.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need... That's taking it to an extreme level, bro. I mean, because, like, I mean, it sounds good, but if they're not making it into the school, there's no need for the teachers to have a gun, bro. So we need to have a defense around it. All schools, all anything is a square mile. It's a square mileage. It's a square plot of land.
Yeah.
Two cops. Deterrence. That's like literally that could help 50% more success.
I just see a lot of people making that comment. I think it's the most absurd comment.
Teachers with pistols? Because you're
telling some underpaid, think about it, you're telling underpaid, exhausted teachers to make a life or death situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was even like telling Chrissy that, like, imagine like me being a teacher and one day the kid that was just in my classroom I was teaching and kikiing with and trying to interact with and get him to graduate high school is now staring down. Me and him are staring down the barrel of a gun. Like, we're both like looking at each other with a gun in our hand. I don't know if every teacher can pull that trigger. I don't know that.
Yeah.
And then if they do pull that trigger, they will be heavily traumatized for the rest of their lives that they had to kill one of their students. You get what I'm saying? Like, that is the responsibility is ginormous. The reason why we give cops that authority is because that's all they do.
They're trained for that.
They're trained for that. Our military, they're psychologically supposed to be trained for that. They're supposed to go through these, you know, modules in which they, you know, understand that, like, you are taking a life.
Right.
And teachers are not. They're not. And like I said, these are exhausted teachers. And I'll even, like, keep it a buck with you. I wouldn't trust a teacher with a gun either, I'm because saying. I think some of these teachers would shoot you. Just, I promise.
Let a teacher have a bad day.
Yeah, a teacher can have a bad day.
Man.
He knows where that gun is.
Right there in the desk. And he's got, what, he 20 got, kids in the class.
He got 20 kids in the classroom. Let's even say he don't have say he has a pistol.
16.
He got 16, dog. He can eliminate half that class.
Let's not give teachers guns.
Bro. Yeah, so I just don't think that's smart. No. To, you know what I mean? I don't always agree with, you need more people. You need good people with guns and stuff like that, man. You know, sometimes that line is kind of skewed because you could be good one day and then bad the next. So, well, you know, that's just how I see it with a gun. So, hey, man. But, you know, this conversation is going to keep going on. It is what it is. But, man, just rest in peace. I don't know like I said, I don't have the solution. I really don't. But it's exhausting, and I see a lot of people talking about it and
hate it.
You know, I hate it. I do. I hate it when we have to get political. We like to laugh. So
I hate talking about
it. I don't know if we're going to laugh at this one either, but Dave Chappelle getting tackled on stage.
That's funny, though.
That is funny, but
because he made it funny.
Yeah, he made that shit funny. He said, "I'm about to kill this nigga.
I'm about to kill this nigga."
Yeah, to see them like bleep it out was kind of weird too. It was like, "This is a comedy show."
Yeah, what are we doing? Let it ride.
Let it ride, man. Yeah. Hey, man.
He said, "Dave Chappelle said, when I seen Jamie Foxx in a cowboy hat, I knew I was safe, bro."
Oh man,
Jamie Foxx was there stomping on that.
Yeah. He reverted back to the Django.
The Django.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, the Django defending you, dog. That's what I'm talking about.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard as fuck.
And I heard you seen the video, they all jumped him.
Yeah, they
the
broke
only
his
problem
arm,
is, yeah, they fucked him up.
They fucked him
they
up.
They fucked him up. They, like, you saw the picture.
If I ever thought about jumping a stage, I'd never do it.
Never again after seeing pictures like that. They should post that everywhere.
Yeah, that should literally be in the back.
He had to take it back.
What? Chris Rock.
No.
No. It was someone else. It was someone random too. That's why I can't think about. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't remember.
I cannot remember who the hell was back there, bro.
But he had to take it back because of legal reasons.
Yeah, of course.
He had to go and be like, "Oh no, they weren't there. I was joking."
I was just saying like the randomness of it because it was just like a rapper and. Is the randomest shit. I can't remember what rapper was back there, but yeah, it was a rapper and
then
like Chris Rock didn't join in. Chris Rock just said that
the joke
about Will Smith. But yeah.
Is that Will Smith?
Yeah, was that Will Smith? Man. Yeah, all right. We feel you, Chris.
hey, he got it in.
Yeah, he got it in.
Got his shot.
But you know, I think it goes back to your security thing, man. I don't know how you got that. That dude had like a fake gun knife thing on him.
Yeah, but yeah, bro. That's the thing too.
I didn't
it's like
even
y'all
get that in there.
Exactly. Exactly.
I didn't get that in there.
I have no idea.
Now it's made of metal, right? So like I don't understand. Like, yeah, I don't understand that, bro. Because I went to like Rolling Loud and my shit went off.
Metal detector. Yeah, my key went off
hard. Yeah,
earring.
Bro. Yeah, everything went off. Yeah. So I don't know if they had that shit calibrated right or whatever, but yeah, he got up there. Did you see a statement? You see his
he said something about being bisexual. That's all I saw.
That's all you saw? Okay. He said he had a son. That's what he said. He said he had a son. And he was like, well, I felt bad because of a joke Dave Chappelle said. I said, first of all, you bought a ticket knowing this guy had like
that's the
all
craziest
the,
part. Paying
bought
money?
A ticket knowing that this guy was going to be there, knowing that he's going to make trans jokes as much as he wants.
And he was at the front of the stage. How much he did he pay for that?
Yeah. So you knew this guy had a chance to offend you. I've never went anywhere. That's like me showing up to like a Trump rally.
He paid to get his ass
I would
beat.
Never in my life. Yeah. Because I would feel offended. So I would
Trump
not.
Rally?
Yeah. I would
front
never,
row at a Trump rally.
Yeah,
Jeremiah.
You see Jeremiah with a great American just with his head folded.
Next to Kanye.
Are we fucking dumb? No, we don't do that, bro. We don't do that. Like, we just don't do that. So I don't get why he... Yeah, bro. I don't get it.
paid to get like his ass beat.
Like, yeah, you paid to get your ass whooped.
He did. Yeah, top dollar, front row.
Top dollar, bro.
That's crazy.
And it would have been even worse if he would have, like, actually injured Dave Chappelle. Like, he would have actually pulled that knife out and mm-hmm. actually injured
him. He could have died.
Oh, yeah, he would
have. One
yeah.
stab to the artery.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, we're R.I.P. and Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, we're R.I.P. and Dave Chappelle, and it's on, you know.
Insane.
And then it was his Netflix special, right? It was his
he
Netflix.
He was filming, right? He was filming?
I don't know.
You don't
I do know that that guy went to jail.
Yeah, for he sure. did go to jail.
For stabbing someone else.
Oh, he went to jail?
For a previous stabbing.
For a previous?
He got him for something he had done, like, months before. Like, he, like, stabbed somebody. Yeah.
Damn.
And so they got him on that.
What?
So, like, I guess they had been looking for him.
Yeah.
He pays for a ticket and Dave Chappelle shit. Yeah. Okay, boss. Yo, that's wild. Yeah, man.
What are we
doing? Praise God to the Most High.
Sharpening his knife, saving up money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Saving up. Just plotting. On and Ticketmaster. Look, like,
yeah,
what?
Like on Ticketmaster. Like, yeah.
Get the front row seats.
Give me front row seats.
What are we doing?
I don't know what's going on in society today, bro.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
But I'm telling you, if we had a cop right there in front of the stage, he wouldn't have pulled that right in front of his
I mean, I even look at, like, what was that? It was either the DaBaby concert or somebody, some rapper. Buddy got on stage, he was instantly on the ground. I don't even think he knew he was upside down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a video out there. Like, the security guard was right there. And I get, like, they want to make sure, like, no security is in the way of, like, present, because I think it was his, like, Netflix special. And I know you want to make sure that, like, security's not around so you can see Dave Chappelle, but you got to do something. You got to make it hard for that man to get to you.
Yeah.
Like, at least have him, like, right there in front. They can be sitting down. I don't give a damn about that. But someone needs to be close enough to where, like, if I see someone hopping over, they're getting tackled.
For sure.
There needs to be a space in between that. Because he just hopped straight up. Like I said,
straight
God
up.
Damn.
It was a split second.
Yeah, I said, God damn. Dave Chappelle, they're saying there are no charges on him, though. They got him on that, but there's no charges.
On this
on the Dave Chappelle. And that's what, that blew me.
Yeah. Because, is it because he got his ass beat?
I don't know. I don't know what it's because.
They're not pressing charges? Like the.
I don't know if they're not pressing charges, but he's not going to jail. He's not going to jail for that one. Yeah.
Just for this one.
Yeah, just
for this one. Probably could have pressed charges on them because they beat his ass so bad.
Yeah.
So they were probably like, we're not going to press charges if you don't press charges. Yeah, you know, they probably scared him or something.
Could be.
Probably. Yeah.
Could be.
Man, I don't care.
But the thing is, if you get up there, you got to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
You got to get your ass beat. You have to. Like, yeah. What did he expect? Like, at the end of the day,
yeah.
He thought he was going to get off, beat Dave Chappelle or stab him, and then run away?
Yeah. I don't know what
Hollywood
idea.
Bowl?
Yeah, there was
where
Hollywood
are you going? Where the fuck are you going?
Where the fuck are you going?
You're not going anywhere, bro. Yeah. So,
and
hey,
like,
that's why
these,
his arm
these
was
type
like
of
that.
People, yeah, these
that's
type
why he
of
the
people.
Reverse grip forever.
Yeah, he's going to be doing the reverse grip forever. It's going to be a stranger in his house every time.
He's going to be giving himself strangers every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's his arm like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
And, but, like, you also have, like, you have a child at home.
He's a kid, supposedly.
Yeah, yeah. He has a kid. Like, it said it in a report, he had a kid. And so, I think about my family members before I do shit. Shit that might be, like, I could go to jail for this.
Yeah.
So.
You don't give a shit.
I don't. Man, this is a strange world we live in, bro. It really is, bro. I fear for everybody. I do fear for everybody. All right, man.
It's crazy, bro.
It's crazy. And you know, it's even crazier, Young Thug and Gunna being in jail.
Is that crazy, though?
Kinda. It's kind of crazy because, like,
they ain't been released yet. That's crazy.
Gunna's not out on bond. Like, he's not getting a bond.
He's still in jail?
Yeah, yeah. He's not getting a bond. He's going to stay there for a minute.
Ooh wee!
Yeah. Hey man, hey, no no disrespect, Chloe Bailey. Listen, I heard you from Atlanta. The night's gonna be lonely.
Gotta choose better. Choose better, honey.
Hey man, listen. I don't even think Ghana did anything. that's the crazy part, bro. He just was a rapper.
He's just a part of it.
And then they're using his lyrics. They're using his lyrics.
Oh man, see that's bullshit. Cause that goes against freedom of speech. They shouldn't be able to use this. I mean, in this day and age, freedom of speech is gone anyway.
Yeah,
but still,
like what is freedom?
What
of speech?
That's nothing. Yeah. I mean, I can't even say anything on Instagram without this shit getting violations.
Oh,
you can't say anything.
I haven't gotten
these days,
a violation
bro.
On Instagram before.
You haven't?
No.
Twitter.
What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say on Instagram?
just like propaganda.
Oh, anything that you they feel it's could be propaganda, a joke,
right? Yeah, or like just a post, like a
I've never like anything. Normally, I just laugh the shit off.
Anything involving like the election.
Oh, anything, okay.
When Corona was out, you couldn't say shit about Corona.
Oh, that's true.
You know, like they're gay. They're.
Yeah, I had one post that got like the Corona. It was a joke, but it was like the Corona. Get the real information on Corona. I was like, come on, nigga. Like, let someone else read this.
Shoot.
I'm clearly joking. Like, it's not even close. But yeah, like, it's crazy. But yeah, man, like, you know, freedom, I guess. I don't know the freedom. I don't know. If they actually did, like, don't free them, niggas. I love them. I love Young Thug's, like, energy and stuff, yeah. But if they actually did it. They said they got Young Thug on tape saying, like, y'all didn't kill them niggas? Like, on tape. Like, he was taped. I said, boy.
There was a rat in the building, too.
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been a rat. It's a lot of... Hey, man, listen. They coming for y'all, man. Chill out.
But it's like, what do you expect when you about that life, right? Y'all about that life. Yeah, y'all, man, talking about
YSL. One of the dudes, he said that... He got permission from Young Thug to try to kill YFN Lucci, so that's crazy. Permission. So,
Thugger,
you want me to do this?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine you get on. Hey, man, you kill somebody in there for me? What? This is my one phone call today? No, I'm good on that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, man. But you know, I do hope they do get a fair trial. You know, hey, man, they're trying to hem people up. So, you know, be careful out there. They're using y'all lyrics. They're using y'all lyrics against y'all.
They've been doing that.
You're going to have to find a way to transition away from that. Something. Do country music.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hit Morgan Wallen.
Who?
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Morgan
Wallen? He's a country singer.
You
Morgan
know who that
Wallen.
Is?
You know Morgan Wallen?
Oh man. Ugh, that's some Texas.
He did a song with Lil Durk.
Did he?
Yeah, bro. Broadway girls.
Next topic. Broadway girls.
Yeah, it's a good song. No, it's not that good, but still, Morgan Wallen is—he's a great country artist. Y'all should listen to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you should. Shout out to Morgan. Get in the country. You're from Georgia.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're from the South, boy.
No, I feel like country is like Texas. Like, that's, yeah.
It is.
I
Tennessee
mean, Georgia
too,
is Georgia is the South. I'm just saying. There's a different brands of country.
Tennessee, too. Country.
Country. Yeah. Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey. I actually don't know a country artist from Georgia. I can't think of one right now, but all I know is that Morgan Wallen, though, that boy can sing.
Can he?
A little bit.
I believe in you. I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't play that on the ride back home.
I was gonna.
I'm reading your mind right now.
I'm gonna definitely like have my playlist for my boy when we get in the car.
No, don't do that.
Morgan Wallen.
We can skip that.
George Strait.
I don't know who that is either.
Ugh. All right, next topic. Yeah. Other news. In other news.
Hey, man, what also came up this, and I just want to talk about this because I think it was so funny that this happened, but Bad Barbie netting $54 million on OnlyFans.
We're insane for that.
That's wild.
Bad Barbie.
Not new. Yeah, not new. No nudes.
So she doing it right.
In theory. What's the definition of right, though? I mean,
she's getting money for just being in a bikini. I mean, practically. So it's like, and then other girls are literally gobstopping on people, gobstopping on people and getting like $10 an hour.
I don't discriminate on any type of content creator. Do your thing. Do your thing out there in the world, man.
I feel that.
Hey, man, Corona hit. Hey, bro, hey. Everything went out the window. Yeah, do what you got to do.
We had a producer in here that was like, you know what? I might do some OnlyFans.
Hey, bro. That's wild. He said that too. He was not the one I thought he would be.
It was Mo, of course. Apparently, he was at home and just bored.
He said contemplate.
He was contemplating OnlyFans.
He said that sounds like Mo.
That sounds like Mo for sure.
Yeah. I'm cool with it, though. I would, man. You know, bro. Support it as a friend.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I mean.
Would you subscribe and not watch?
No.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I'm not, no.
So how are you going to help him as a friend?
Oh, no. I said I would support. Support just means.
Oh, just like pat him on the back. Like, yeah, hey, you dog, keep making them videos.
You keep making them videos, big dog.
All right, cool. Nah, I was just wondering.
Nah, never. Are you going to give him notes?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, bro, listen.
Hey, man. You, hey. Yeah. Make the angle. Get a better angle.
Maybe
yo,
maybe she
will not come here and produce shit for us if I tell her. Hey, yo, I need a better angle on that.
Put on a little, like, outfit. You
little
know what I'm
outfit?
Saying? A little Superman outfit.
Oh, my God. Yo, yeah, he got to save that. Yo, that's crazy. Shout out to Mo. Yeah, bro, we love you, Mo. That's crazy, though. That's crazy. It is crazy that, like, she has no nudes.
Yeah.
Stuff like, my friend was, like, telling me, like, oh, she going to do, she going to, you know, suck some dick or something like that. I was like, no, not if dudes are doing this for
bikinis.
Yeah. No, there's no point. Then she bought like a $6 million house like cash.
Probably around here somewhere.
No. That's in Florida.
Oh.
She's from Florida, I think. Right? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Cash?
Cash.
Jesus.
It was cash. Yeah. Florida.
She can get a whole plot of land for $6 million.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
The whole city.
Yeah. It was a nice house. I think some other celebrities owned that house. Beforehand, so that was, you know, shouts out to her, man.
Hey, she made it happen.
It is, hey, man, you know what I mean?
She made it happen.
Yeah, man. You know, she came from, that's crazy, like her journey from like,
Uncle,
what is it, Dr. Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Not Uncle,
R.
not
R.
Fresh
P. Uncle Phil.
Not Fresh Prince. From Dr. Phil to being a rapper to saying, you know what, I'm going to do OnlyFans. I have not seen her produce any type of music.
No, she did that one couple songs. I think EJ like a couple songs of her songs. Gucci, what is it, Gucci flip-flops?
Yeah, didn't get that, but okay. I didn't get none of that, but okay.
It's EJ, man, he love that.
Yeah, he love that.
Hey, shout out EJ.
Shout out to the E, to Moneybag E.
Look at your arm, it's right there.
I know, man,
right
missing, I'm missing him.
Look at him. He wish you were here.
Wish you were here, E. That's really wild, though, man. But shout out to Bad Barbie, man. It is what it is.
Make your money, girl.
It is what it is.
Ain't gotta show Cat. She ain't even out there showing Cat.
She's not, bro. Does it speak more of like how we are as men that she's making $54 million or?
Of course, we're paying. We're the ones paying for sure. For sure, you can't blame her.
Yeah.
You can't blame her, bro. Like if we were her. And we're like, yo, you can get paid, what, $55 million?
Yeah, $54 million.
$54 million to walk around in a bikini?
Yeah, just to be in a bikini.
Just like videos, which women do, what, every day, every second, on every platform?
Yeah.
For free.
For free.
And Bad Babies, 54?
Yeah.
$54 million.
You got to make sure.
Keep having a check, because that number is high as fuck. And people out here doing it for free, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's on us.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's because we're perverted. Niggas is perverted, bro.
They've been watching her
since she was little, bro. So that's why she even has the clout to make that much money at her age right
that's
now.
That's just because so
all the other, all, it's the truth. It's the honest truth, bro. They're waiting. They're waiting for Bad Barbie to turn 18 so she can be taking. It's weird. It's
you know how down bad you gotta be.
Down bad.
You gotta call
down tremendous
on that person.
There's $54 million worth of people that are
down bad. Down tremendous. We're down bad. So that goes to show you, bro. They've been waiting. For her to get that price, they've been waiting for her, bro. They've been waiting. And then she's not even really doing what y'all want. But y'all thought she was and y'all paid. And that's the toughest part.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is, bro.
But get your money, Bad Barbie. 54?
Yeah, 54.
$54 million.
Hey,
that's
man.
Insanity.
That is insanity, man. Shout out to her, though, man.
I'd do it if I did. 54?
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, and, like, do you think she really cares, like, how she got it? Bad baby? Do you think she cares how she got it?
No.
No.
I mean, she doesn't have to see, like, regular society. I feel like, and I hate to say it like this, too, because, like, honestly, man, making money don't have morals. Because, like, I think that, personally, I think we wouldn't have as many millionaires as billionaires, even, you know. we don't care, bro. As long as that money keeps coming in, some people just don't care, bro. No. Yeah, that, you know.
Morals go out the window with $54 million.
I think as soon as she started making a million, I think that's comfortable. Like, you can justify that in a sense. Because you could be like, okay, bro, like, I can either go to school and maybe do a decent job and, like, maybe make some money, or I could just be at home and upload, like you said, like a bikini pic and get $1 million.
You already at the pool and you just going to
take
the pictures. You
just at the pool. You going to take the pictures anyway. So
$54 million.
You know, maybe get a little bit of your body done and stuff like that and just do different poses. Spend money on a photographer. You got $54 million in your pocket.
Yep.
So I don't, and that's also why, I'm going to be honest with you, that's why I don't judge, like, the OnlyFans girls now, because it's just like,
no.
Y'all are behind. I could see if they were just doing this shit and not getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd be dumb. But, y'all are, like, it's one girl, Charlie B. Hustle. She says she made $60,000 a month. She makes $60,000 a month just off OnlyFans.
Some people don't make that in a year.
And some people, some people don't make that in a year, I think.
It's insane.
And then there's, I think, like, the threshold for most people is, like, $50,000 a year or something like that. So
yeah.
you're telling me to be jealous or to talk down on someone who's found their niche, minding their business, doing what they're doing with their partners or whatever, and they got $60,000 a month. And I'm not mad at her. If anybody, if I would be angry, I would be angry at the men that are, you know, supporting her, because I put $100 on it, and I'm willing to bet $100 that those men are the same men that are bath-mouthing these type of women. They're the ones paying for it.
For sure.
Because the men that are minding their business not paying for it, what do we have to argue?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, where their money's going to run out. No, it's not, because you fools keep simping. Like, you keep simping that hard.
Yep.
It's that bad for you.
Mm.
You know? So.
Sad. But you can't hold bad babies. But
you can't hold them. You can't. You can't hold them, bro. They've created a lifestyle. They got a house now.
And she's young as fuck.
And she's like 19.
Yeah. Kid.
She has 54 million and she's 19 years old.
All she got to do is invest less than half that and she'll be good for the rest of her life.
And she probably make more. She's probably going to continue to make more over the next couple of years until people, like,
move on to the next
young. Yeah,
basically. Yeah,
unfortunately, hate to say it like that, but
that's America.
Yeah, that's America.
Gun laws and bad babies.
Gun laws and bad babies. That should have been the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, 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 man. But hey, man, you got anything else, Tim?
I think, let me check my iPhone.
Bro, this dude gonna wear this iPhone out.
I think our time is up.
Found, what's up? A trick on the iPhone?
Mm-hmm. I know it. I already know it. Screenshot. You hit
tap the
Apple.
Yeah.
Tap the Apple to
but
screenshot.
It's annoying. I set it up and now it's just fucking screenshotting all the time.
Oh,
yeah, that's the bullshit not. Of it. That I have a setup.
And then too. You actually want to screenshot
and get you forget that it's better back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I screenshot every single day when I'm at, like, DoorDash. I'm trying to like hurry up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so, and I wonder if you can do it through the case.
Yeah, you can.
You can. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do it right now. Oh, see?
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is.
A little delay.
But my shit say it's time to go.
Yeah. But hey, man, appreciate you, Tim.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. We're out of here, man. Like, subscribe, comment. Peace.
Peace. Ding, ding, ding. Our music. I love that. Peace. It gotta go right into the. It gotta go into the.